fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand, so let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome to Common Sense Radio. It's Thursday night, and it's where you should be in front of your radio at FM Talk 106.5. Common Sense Radio, we bring you the news, we bring you the assessment, controversial opinions or whatever, but we bring you the story, the real story, the front story, the back story, the side story, the upside down story, the nonsense from Washington. We bring it all to you at Common Sense Radio. Follow us on Twitter, follow us at Facebook, all over the place you can get us. And we are here every week, consistently, regularly, without fail, for over 7 years now. Unbelievable. We've evaded detection by the FCC for over 7 years. But that is all due to our incredibly wily and clever and stealthy engineer who is able to broadcast electrons right under the nose of the FCC, and they don't even smell them going by. But they get to you, to your tune-in radio, to your radio, to your FMTalk1065.com streaming, wherever it is, wherever you are on this fruited plane, you can get Common Sense Radio because of our wily, stealthy, good-looking, award-winning engineer, Mark Holliday.
Thank you, Pete. I don't know what to say. Wily?
Wily. It came to me.
Yeah, that's a good word.
I didn't know, and all of a sudden it just hit me.
All right.
He's a wily engineer.
I guess. All right.
That's right. And wading into this fray, this mud wrestling every week to bring decorum and dignity and some sort of quality as our director of quality assurance and executive producer and co-host, Gold Star wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor.
It is great to be here, Pete.
Why is she? Why did she get a cricket?
A little cricket crawled in.
Aww. Get that cricket out of here.
You know, after Monday night, I'm just happy to be speaking in full sentences again.
I said it's taken a while.
Somewhat crickets
disjointed
would be good.
Phrases Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
What happened Monday night?
I can't believe y'all brought that up. Everybody's trying to heal, and they're not trying to talk about it.
Well, it's therapy. It's catharsis.
Yeah, it is.
It does heal.
It was. And I was trying to, because my wife is just now trying to understand football, and she was, because I was really upset, and she's like, well, Clemson, they're a very good team, and they played well, and, you know, they deserve to win. I go, okay, I get it. But we sucked.
That wasn't the
point. It's okay. Right. You know, I can handle a loss if we play well, and they, you know, we barely get beaten. But when you suck and they kick your teeth in,
it was brutal. Yeah,
it was brutal, and I hate to say that they sucked, but it was just, you looked at the way they played, and you go, well, you hadn't done this all year. Well, maybe a little bit during Oklahoma, but
it was perplexing.
This isn't the team that played all year,
right?
So it was really disappointing.
Yeah, it was kind of. And then it just, you know, the rest of the week has just been.
Yeah, it took a while. It's been a tough week.
Yeah,
and now we're into football winter for 7 months. That 8 months, that just sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
really sucks.
It's so sad when it ends.
I don't know. Hopefully, we can.
It's like 100 days till an A-Day game.
Oh, is it?
Something like that.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I think it is.
Yeah, it's about 100 days away.
Yeah, so. All right, there are several stories, but really the big story, and I guess, and there's a lot to talk about, is shutdown and the border wall. I mean, it's all over the place. It's all the talk. Now, there's a lot of little other interesting stuff going, but the big thing is the government shutdown. We're day 20. I think today's 20, tomorrow's 21. They said if we're still shut down Saturday, this will break the record for the longest government shutdown.
And now people are sitting up because this one has exceeded the others.
Right. And so they're starting to pay attention. And tomorrow, about 800,000 federal employees will miss their first paycheck.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are some families that are going to be feeling that because I forget, I just saw it recently, but what is it? It was something like 70% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck or something.
Paycheck,
that does affect people. But
ignoring all of the financial experts' You know, the Clark Howards and the Dave Ramseys, you know.
About having reserve.
6 to 8 months of
reserve of cash and all that. Reserve. Cash yeah. reserve, mm-hmm. being able to handle that. Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Okay, so some folks are going to get caught.
Kids.
And look, we have compassion for the people that are, you know, furloughed or not getting their checks. Oh, by the way, remember, all the government employees that are furloughed right now, they will get paid for this.
Right.
They will get a very hefty little check
Correct.
When they get back.
Yeah.
They'll get all their back pay. They've done it every time, so they'll pay them. So they're on vacation, basically. But, you know, they're trying to make, oh, it's a doomsday. It's, you know, I'm so tired. I keep hearing all over, they're crippling. They're going to cripple the economy. They're going to, you know, they're going to put us into recession with a government shutdown. And they're going to do this, and they're going to do that. You know, it's funny because I was talking to my wife just 2 mornings ago, and she said, oh, what do you mean? The government shut down? I was saying, yeah,
no one knows.
For almost
no
3 weeks. Oh,
well, that's
know.
What I meant. Like today and yesterday, I got messages from people who normally don't pay attention, even.
And they're starting
and they're
to
wanting
attention.
To know, and what does this really mean?
Well,
they're sitting up for the first
well,
time.
Well, when you miss your paycheck, those people will pay attention. The ones who don't
yeah.
get paid, they will pay attention. Which, like, the big deal is the Coast Guard's not getting paid. And so you're like, okay, this is typical Washington. Lunacy.
It is.
Stupidity. Really. So when y'all went down the list to say whenever we do this essential services,
we're
we'll get
gonna
paid.
Pick this
you
one.
Missed the Coast Guard?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello?
Who made that? And the Secret Service.
And the Secret Service.
It's
which now that may be part of the
quite ironic.
Plot.
I know.
The
you
Secret
never know.
Secret Service is furloughed and Trump's walking around without any protection.
I think the sad thing is that whatever side you may already be on, you just jump on.
Right.
That. And if you don't take time to actually pull apart the entire story, then...
But there's a lot of hyperbole about this going on. Oh,
yeah.
We're going to create a recession. Oh! And then the other one, they're getting, the food inspectors. You're
yes.
going to get E. coli.
How do we eat now? Mm-hmm.
It's coming. Don't eat the chicken. Don't eat the salad. Don't eat until the government opens back up!
Yeah.
I get it. We have the government inspectors for a reason. But, you know, when I look at the big picture, and it's kind of what I'm wondering what the listeners think, we've been trying to secure this border for over 30 years.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
The reason we're here is not because of Trump throwing a temper tantrum. The reason we're here is because the federal government, the Congress in particular, hasn't done their job.
For 30 years.
For 30 years.
For 30 years, yeah.
They've been derelict for 30 years.
Well, you know, we've heard, you know, a lot of Pelosi and Schumer and now talking heads are saying, and some Republicans, let's open up the government, let's get back going, and then we can negotiate on these other issues one by one.
Right.
Look, it all
like,
reminds me of Charlie Brown and Lucy and the football.
Yeah.
And, you know...
No.
It doesn't matter how many times they promise. They have promised and promised this over and over again and have never been able to deliver on it. They always move the football out of the way when Charlie Brown comes to kick it.
Every
Please,
time.
President,
and now we know that.
President Trump, do not be Charlie Brown.
Do not be. I stand tall.
Did you guys watch or listen to the speech?
Oh, the speech. Let's talk about that.
I think so. I thought it was a home run.
I thought he did good. And here's what I thought was funny. I was watching him, and I thought everything said. I thought he did good.
Yeah.
And then they brought Schumer and Pelosi on, and I go, oh, he did great. I mean, as soon as they came
reminded
up on the
me
screen,
like the Muppets.
I was looking at those two
yeah.
standing there with their dour demeanor there. And I'm like,
it was,
okay,
it was
with all
fine.
Your high-paid PR people, nobody told you to have you two morons standing side by side glaring at the TV.
Glaring at the American people.
Yep. No.
It reminded me, and Sean made this comment as well earlier, it reminded me of Mom and Dad waiting at the door when you came in late
yes,
after
did.
Having door. Some beers, staying out
you
late in part.
It's like
Mark, have you been down to the wall again?
Yes, yes. Have you been building a wall?
You've been building a wall,
yeah,
Mark. Go to your room, Mark.
Yep, yep, exactly. I mean, it was just...
And they and their whole
it was creepy.
Yeah,
it was really creepy because while
kind
she's
of a
talking,
Hunger Games.
I heard somebody say
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. That what?
It's kind of like the Hunger Games.
It
or
was.
Something. Yeah, it was.
Schumer
a
looked
surreal.
Like a mortician standing
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it was funny.
And they were watching, and then finally he goes to talk, and then Nancy's trying to stand there and look inconspicuous. And my wife comments, "Wow, She's had a lot of work done. She can't even blink. About that big.
Toothpicks holding the moment. Yeah.
It's like, yeah. And then the stuff they said, they just, oh, he lied and misuse of facts and he's just throwing a temper. He talked about facts. He talked about concepts. They just talked about that he's having a tantrum and he just wants to have it his way. And they backed up nothing.
Yeah.
So my thought, I thought they won. I mean, he won.
Yeah.
I thought Trump slammed it out of the park. Although, you know, the partisans
the right
go to either side. I think he did a really good job.
He did.
I mean, the biggest thing he said, people don't build walls because they hate the people outside. They build walls because
they love the people inside.
Yeah.
And it's about, and look, and the really big point, and Trump made this point, is it's not just for our welfare and safety. It's for the illegal immigrants. They're being abused.
Yeah.
They're being exploited. Yeah. They're being raped. They're being killed down there.
And now we have reports of 20 people murdered,
20 bodies.
Dead, 20 bodies on the Mexican side of the border.
Yeah.
And on the Rio Grande, they found 20 bodies. They just reported that. And they're saying, oh, there's no crisis. Those are just Mexican immigrants down there on the border.
Kids.
That's not a crisis.
Look away.
But we're going to dig into the crisis about the national emergencies. How many times have we had a national emergency? If you know how many times we had a national emergency in the last several decades, we're going to get into that after the break. So lines are open. Give us a call or a text at 251-343-0106. It looks like we got Taxman's approval. He said, great opening.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And don't forget, you know, I think the stock market's doing a little bit better right now.
I haven't looked.
It must be doing okay because it's not in the news.
It must be.
Because it's not on the top of Grudge, so it must be okay.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, you always need something resilient, something reliable. You need gold and silver. You need to go to Loop Coin at 3972 Government Boulevard. That's your headquarters for gold and silver. Buy or sell heirloom jewelry, collectible coins. They got it all. Go to Loop Coin at the corner of Government Boulevard and Azalea Road and Skyline Shopping Plaza for all your gold and silver needs. All right. The shutdown is the big deal. I mean, the question we got to a lot of our callers, is it worth it? I mean, I know there's going to be some people be uncomfortable and maybe have a little bit of suffering for the shutdown, but we are finally at the point we're going to actually do something to fix border security that hasn't been done in over three decades. And the guy who's trying to fix it is Trump. Trump has a plan. The Democrats want the status quo. The status quo is to do nothing and leave it to the criminals and the cartels to exploit the illegal immigration, to make those people allow those people to come here illegally and have to live in the shadows, and it affects our job market. We don't know who's here. I mean, the crime, it goes both ways. They want to leave it. Who said compromise? Trump said compromise. He would talk about DACA. He would talk about all sorts of things that the Democrats want, but we're going to have a wall. We're going to do something different. We're not going to do the same old, like
we'll
they did to Reagan.
It later.
We're going to do reform, and we'll secure the border later. No. I think he won it. I'm wondering what the folks think. Who won that? And as far as that goes, he's the one talking compromise.
Well, yeah, and just the idea that people are dying because of this, and then the awful CNN contributor that got caught filing her nails, yawning.
Mm-hmm. Anna Navarro or
yes.
whatever.
Yes. I mean,
she didn't care about those people.
But it was kind of a good glimpse of kind of like if you're what the whole nation's doing, in a sense, if you want to blame Trump.
What do you think it's a crisis or not?
Exactly.
To me, it is. It's been a long crisis.
If you actually listened to that speech and then listen to the Pelosi and Schumer, there's no way, unless you abandon your reasoning completely, that you could have actually believed the other side.
Yeah. No.
There just wasn't
no way. They had no substance to it.
Right.
But look, here's the whole thing. This is not about the wall. This is not about illegal immigration. This is not about border security. It's not about the money. It's not about any of that. It's about one thing, denying Trump a success. Because if Trump solves border security and solves illegal immigration, that's a success for Trump going to 2020. And the Democrats are not They will do everything they can to deny him any success. And the safety and security of Americans and the illegal immigrants be damned.
Yeah.
They don't care because they want the political points. So I don't care what side you're on. You got to recognize this is solely a raw political move to deny Trump any success. So, but we got callers holding. We missed Thomas from line one. We were trying to wish you a Merry Christmas. Taxman was trying to wish you a Merry Christmas. And so we're glad you're back. Happy New Year, Thomas.
Merry Christmas. Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I've been taking up Teresa, Mark, how you doing? Beautiful.
Great. Hey, good to hear from you.
Pete, of course. Yeah, I miss you. I've been sleeping during this time. I've been going to bed around 6 o'clock for the last couple of months, and I'm trying to switch it around. I was able to call Tom Craxton and Kale last night and say a few words, but I've really missed you. You folks,
we missed you too.
Same
you
here.
Need to schedule your medicine at 9 o'clock so you can stay up.
yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. And in fact, I missed part of the morning show with Sean Sullivan because I was sleeping then, and that's not good. I'm glad he had Bradley Byrne back mm-hmm. on at midday mobile.
Yeah. Hey, before we go any further, Thomas, I want to give you props and say kudos for making it into the Mike Gallagher Show, a new program on this radio station from 9 till noon. You were the first caller from Mobile. I commend you for negotiating a little better first caller gift.
Yeah.
Out of Mike Gallagher.
And a t-shirt, too.
Did you
he didn't even mention it on the air. He threw everything in the bundle.
Well, I know he was going to give you a MyPillow. You know, he said that, would you like a MyPillow? You said, yeah, sure, that'd be great. And then you came back with, and how about one of those Donald Trump commemorative coins?
yes.
And Gallagher about lost it. I said, sure, absolutely, we'll send that to you as well. So kudos for negotiation. There. Maybe we send you to Congress, Tom, and see if you can negotiate with Pelosi and
no,
Schumer.
No, thank you. I don't want any part of that.
You don't want to hang out with Nancy Pelosi?
Too old for that. You know, I wear diapers. I don't have any teeth. You know, I need to help people coming in to give me a bath. So it would be tough on me. It really would. Oh. And these decisions are so tough that these politicians make. It probably would rattle my brain.
Oh, no, they don't make... Well, that's the problem, Thomas. They don't really make any decisions. They just go back and
there's
forth.
There's so much going on. You're right. The top story is the shutdown. But we got the county commission wanting to give $4 million to Airbus. You got Bezos getting a divorce. You got Cohen going under the gun next month. So many stories. But the FCC is shut down, Pete. You can do anything you want tonight.
I hadn't thought about that.
True.
FCC is shut. We could say whatever we want.
Yeah.
And,
my new
nickname
parents.
For Trump is Hair Trigger, but I don't want to be a smart aleck tonight.
Right.
But listen, the TSA, they're not paying them. The Park Service, the FDA, the FBI, those people are beside themselves without the pay, and it's affecting their investigations. And they do, Trump says, oh, all these people say to me, they're calling me, there's millions of people calling me, saying, oh, you're doing the right thing, we don't care if we get paid. That's a bunch of hooey. And the Coast Guard, they're not getting paid. Sean Sullivan.
But Thomas, I disagree with you on this.
I was telling Gallagher about Sean Sullivan being our leader down here,
mm-hmm.
and he has a survey, a poll at the station. You can call in, right, Mark?
Well, it's on our website, fmtalk1065.com.
Yeah, and you call in, and you tell how long you think this shutdown's going
to
last.
Oh, in the pool.
That's what I wanted to ask each and every one of you. Sean Sullivan said about 10 days.
I'm not sure what his...
I was going to tell Tom, I disagree with him. I don't care about this shutdown. Because you know what? I mean, I don't want to say I don't care about the shutdown. I care about the people. But you know what? We are finally here. And if 800,000 people have to suffer a little bit while we get the security for 325 Americans and also however many hundred thousands of illegal immigrants that will hopefully stop trying to come and make the dangerous trek and be exploited by the cartels and all. This is worth it to finally get it done after 30 years. This political football has been going on for 30 years. It is time to end it and end it now. We don't need to keep coming to this brink, and it gets worse every time. End it.
You couldn't be more correct. And you know what? If you want to put it in a better perspective, have you seen the list of other things that they have funded for less?
Or for more.
I mean, I'm sorry, for more.
Spent more on?
It's a whole list of things around in that same number.
That?
Oh, yeah, I have it right here. Sugar subsidies. And I mean, if you really want to just break it down, it's just some chump change.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of money.
$5 billion of the federal government?
So, before you get too tippy about
A rounding error in a farm subsidy bill.
Sugar. It really is. And because they spend, $3.5, $4 trillion a year.
And if you think about the irony of that, Michelle Obama and all of her don't let the kids dare have a donut. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It's really the irony bites
so many different ways.
There's a whole list of them. I can post it.
We'll go back.
I'll pick some good
ones. Let's go to line two.
Solomon,
we've been missing you. We haven't heard from you in months, Mr. World Traveler. What do you have for us?
Well, yeah. I tell you, do we have a good phone connection where you can hear me well?
Pretty good. Yes, sir.
Okay. Fabulous. It was... I'll tell you, it's hard following Taxman's text, and it's hard following Thomas's fabulous call-ins. You know, it hadn't been that long ago, what, month, 6 weeks ago, everybody was irritated at the TSA. Bunch of jackbooted thugs and...
Right.
Oh, they
man.
Are, yeah.
And now you see, oh, they're wonderful people, and they're not getting paid. They deserve to be paid. And then we look over here at these other federal employees. And, you know, to be a federal employee, that is quite an honor. That is a great honor to be a federal employee. And they do research and look into your backgrounds and things. And here they are hiring people to operate and be an employee in the federal government that don't have enough money saved in the bank to cover 2 weeks of their living expenses. Now, if that, to me, that absolutely bespeaks as a security risk for our nation.
Yeah, that's the kind of people. But I still think it's okay. We're compassionate for those people having to make some sacrifice. But 800,000 people need to make the sacrifice, so 325 million can be secure finally. I think it's worth it.
What about Amtrak?
I agree with you, but I mean, that is, in fact, a national security risk. Now, you know, I got a FBI agent who lives right around the corner from me. He's retired. And he just, you know, he always worked, he worked the FBI, enjoyed working with the FBI, but he doesn't like what he's seeing with the FBI now. There's a whole group of FBI retired people. They don't like what they're seeing. They sit there and they have coffee together and say, man, we were doing a lot better when we were led by a homosexual cross-dresser. What we're doing now.
Well, see, that's why I don't get all upset about the FBI has lost so much credibility over the last several years. But that's not even the point. The point is securing this border. We actually have something different. We've tried all sorts of things to secure the border. You know what we haven't tried? A wall. This is one time there's something, we're going to do something different, and they don't want to let Trump do it. They want the status quo, which is to leave the borders wide open, leave immigration to the cartels and the criminals, and let us be vulnerable to whatever they prey upon us and on them. It's time to build the wall.
It's not about the money.
No. And I'm proud of our congressman Byrd is standing very strong. He's trying to lead the charge, and I hope he some of that gets over to the Senate because there's a bunch of weak Nellies over there.
Yeah.
All right, Solomon.
Enjoying the show, guys.
All right, thank you for calling in. Welcome back, folks. We got callers waiting. We'll get to. We got lines open at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio with Bob Maurer. We bring aboard a very special sponsor, ABC Signs and Shirts. And they are your headquarters for custom-made dry fit shirts, custom-made signs, banners, license plates, the specialized anything, you know, any promotion. And they have a Trump store, Make America Great store. If you want the red hats, the T-shirts, they got it all. They're down there on LaRue Steiner Road. Or give them a go visit them at abcsigns.biz, B-I-Z, or abcshirts.biz, B-I-Z. Or give them a call at 877-744-6750. Call Greg Callahan down there. They can handle anything you want. They are the experts in signs, shirts, whatever it is you want. Okay, and they bring you wit and wisdom from our 40th president, ABC Signs and Shirts.
Well, back in 1980, when I was running for president, it was all so different. Some pundits said our programs would result in catastrophe. Our views on foreign affairs would cause war. Our plans for the economy would cause inflation to soar and bring about economic collapse. I even remember one highly respected economist saying back in 1982 that the engines of economic growth have shut down here, and they're likely to stay that way for years to come. Well, he and the other opinion leaders were wrong. The fact is, what they called radical was really right. What they called dangerous was just desperately needed.
And there you have it. That is from Reagan's farewell address to the American people almost exactly 30 years ago. It was the 12th of January, 1989. So almost 30 years ago, it was from his farewell address. And the reason, and I really had to hunt tonight for one, and I came upon this one, and I was reading it, and I said, you know what? This is the one we want. Because yeah. What he talked about is what he said we needed to do as a country. And everybody, when Reagan got elected, said everything that he wanted to do wouldn't work, that it would put us into depression, it would get us into world war, nuclear holocaust, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And everything, all the experts, all of the pundits said that what Reagan would do and he would fail were wrong.
Yeah.
Wrong. And that's why I played it, because it's the same thing with Trump. Everything they've said, Trump, you can't do this, you can't do that. You can't bring manufacturing jobs back to the United States. You can't get the economy to go 3%. You can't get a tax break. You can't grow the middle class. You can't put people back to work. Wrong. You can't bring Americans home from overseas, our servicemen and all that. Wrong. Trump is getting it done, and he's not an ideologue. They're making a big mistake about that. He's not an ideologue. He's a pragmatist. He's getting it done, and that's why I picked it. And it kind of this week's column was Retro Romney Seeks to Reverse Republicans. And what it was, remember Romney pinned that op-ed a week ago?
Please, Mitt, just go away.
Yeah, I know. It's like
I'm coming back to Washington as a senator, and he hasn't risen to the mantle of the... And I'm like, what? He has all this petty stuff in there. I mean, I used to have a lot more respect for Romney as a decent guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, coming in and taking pot shots.
And where is he from, really?
Well, you know, that's in my article.
Where is he from, really?
That's in the column. I said, wait a minute, where did this start? We first saw it with Hillary, right? I'm from Chicago, but I got me an Arkansas hillbilly to be a governor and president. And then when I needed to run for office, where could I get elected? Not Arkansas.
No. Nope.
How about New York?
New York, yeah.
Yeah.
And same thing. I mean, he was born in Michigan.
He was born in Michigan. His dad was governor of Michigan.
Right, right.
And then he did some other things. I didn't get all of it, but the big thing was he finally moved to Massachusetts and was the governor of Massachusetts.
Right.
Okay, that's your home state. You moved. You didn't live. I lived in Texas. I now live in Alabama. I'm an Alabama resident, right? So you know, you get one move, and you're the governor. Well, now I couldn't be president, so where could I get elected? I can't get elected in Massachusetts.
No.
Utah. Mormon.
Yeah. Mormons.
Yeah. I'm Mormon.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Wait a minute. I'm a Mormon now.
So, yeah. Utah, anybody listening in Utah, I hope you have buyer's remorse for electing Romney.
Well, I've never liked him.
That's gone so fast through the news cycle, nobody cares. But it's a good column. Go read it anyway.
Okay.
That's
all news. Absolutely.
All right. Look, we got patiently holding, speeding down the highway. AD coming into Mobile. What do you got for us on line three, AD?
Hey, we were talking about all the people in Washington that are getting furloughed and everything. And not to argue too much with Solomon, I think he's thinking more along the lines of FBI and Coast Guard people, but he's got to think about the people in the bureaucracy, all the clerks and the typists and the secretaries and stuff like that. My issue is the people that are getting furloughed are getting all of this money back, like you said.
Yep.
However, they also, on the D.C. and Maryland side, are eligible for 27 weeks of unemployment.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they are.
So, you know...
So they're double dipping.
Develop a little bit of intestinal fortitude and talk to their creditors and say, hey, it's going to take me a couple of weeks to get my unemployment in, and then I'll be able to pay you. And the only thing that happens after that is when they get reimbursed for all the time off that they're getting for their free vacation.
Yep.
Granted, it's an unplanned vacation, but it's still a vacation. They have to pay that unemployment back.
Absolutely.
Well, where's the crisis? You know where the crisis mm-hmm. is? Well, we've got 325 million people in this nation. We've also got, what was it, last count I heard was somewhere around 33 million undocumented illegal aliens.
That's the problem. Nobody knows exactly what the number is.
Well, that's the ones we know about.
Right.
And we've got states like California that are not regulating them and making sure that they don't vote.
Right, right. No, they're definitely voting out there. I think I saw some statistic. Los Angeles, literally like 40% of the population of Los Angeles is undocumented.
Yeah, probably.
Well, there's,
so.
There's the crisis. My problem is I don't think Trump should use the crisis because that means that he's opening doors that, you know, he's opening a Pandora's box that he might not want to open.
Well, I fear it can hurt him more than it might could help him.
What could hurt him?
By digging in. And I disagree.
If he caves on this, he is a one-term president.
Yep.
I guarantee you, if he has got to say, he has got to stay firm on this wall or barrier or fence or whatever you want to call it, but he has got to stay firm on this or he will be a one-term president.
I don't think he should cave on it, but I don't think that he should declare a national emergency.
Well, it's funny you say that
I would like to hear your you had a list of them.
How many national emergencies do you think we... actually, let me just go ahead and put it out there. National emergencies actually have been declared since World War II, and there's been quite a number of them, but there actually was codified with the National Emergencies Act of 1976.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually went and got the list of all national emergencies declared the National Emergencies Act of 1976. How many times do you think we've declared a national emergency since 1976?
Well, let's see.
Any guesses?
We got to have a ton of them. There's probably at least one every time a hurricane goes through.
Well, oddly enough, they don't do hurricanes.
What are those natural
disasters?
You got a
number? Give me a number. Give me
are
a number.
They different?
Give me a number since 76. Any number.
38.
32.
You guys are good. It's 30.
30.
You guys are good. It's exactly 30. Jimmy Carter declared exactly one, and that was with respect to Iran when they took the hostages.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay. Makes sense.
Reagan declared none.
Amazing.
Bush the Elder declared none.
Wow.
Bill Clinton declared seven, and it was stuff like about proliferation of weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East that the Democrats now swear doesn't exist. Stuff like prohibiting the certain development of Iranian petroleum resources. He was trying to put sanctions on Iran. Mm-hmm. Movement of vessels with respect to Cuba. That's when a couple of jets got shot down. Blocking Sudanese government property and prohibiting transactions with Sudan in 97. Those are the type of things Bill Clinton did. Bush did nine, the younger.
Yeah.
He did nine.
Yeah.
He actually did two for September 11th.
Yeah. Okay.
So that one kind of made sense.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are all these, you know, blocking property of certain persons, prohibiting the export of certain goods to Syria or to Belarus, or he did stuff like that. And most of these are still in effect. Obama did 10, and they're all in the same vein of blocking certain transactions related to Libya or Somalia or whatever. And then Trump has done three so far. He's done blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption. And this was all around the world. This focused on human rights all around the world. That was in December 17.
Mm-hmm.
He imposed one in September of this last year. Sanctions in the event of foreign interference in a United States election.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to preempt... He created a national emergency. Did you know that? We were in a state of national emergency for the election.
I did not know that.
Did you know in November 27th that we were declared a national state of a national emergency for certain persons contributing to the situation in Nicaragua?
Oh.
Did you know that?
Did not know that.
So, I haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah.
So is declaring a national emergency that big a deal?
Not as much as we're being led to believe.
Here's where I was going with that. If he declares a national emergency, he has nothing backing it up. How about the next Democrat president that gets in? He can declare a national emergency for climate change. And he's already got two letters from the Department of Defense stating that it is a national emergency.
Well, I think they can get away with that. I mean, it's really just a ploy. You can see by the list I just said, it's somewhat toothless, or I don't know what the word is.
It
doesn't really mean anything because it's been so many different things. What's really a national emergency? Because like you said, a hurricane.
But it gives
you perspective.
Yeah, I
would think if 200 people are killed in New Orleans, that's kind of a emergency. Right?
Yeah.
So, look, if he has to use national emergency to get it funded, look, anything to get that wall done and thwart the Democrats, after everything Obama did with his gate of orders, I don't care.
But look, if
get it done.
We got to come back to this little list. Maybe I'll just post it on our page.
Okay, we'll do
that. But when you look at that, you realize how easy it would be to shave. Was it five? Is the number 5.7
billion.
5.7.
And it's what, 1/10 of 1% of the federal budget.
I mean,
we're squabbling
things.
About. We spend almost $4 trillion, and we're squabbling about 1/10 of 1% of the federal budget.
Put it this way:
$10 million
goes to Amtrak.
Not.
I think
about
we all could live
money.
Without Amtrak.
Mark's right. It's not about
it
the money.
It.
It's not about the money.
But it helps
about
us.
The AD, money. Thank you for calling in on the road. Be safe out there. We will be right back. We got calls. We will get to all your calls right back at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
Okay, we're back with Common Sense Radio. Look, there's a bunch of other things we're trying to get into, but a couple of quick things before we get right back to the calls. Justice Ginsburg, there's a big thing brewing there. They've been underreporting her health problems. She hadn't been back to the Supreme Court. There are now rumors her days are now numbered. So you just watch this. If she resigns or something happens to her, if you think it was an ugly food fight for the Kavanaugh seat,
Trump gets another nomination. Their heads are going to spin off.
Oh, yeah. If you want to see liberals go nuts, watch
one more
Trump.
Oh, they already are.
Gosh.
You don't think that doesn't have something to do with all this?
And then the
this?
Other thing I was going to throw out there was that Michigan congresswoman who told her son, don't worry, son, we're going to impeach the mother trucker.
Yeah,
what?
So
I mean,
what,
where does that come from? Anyway, I wanted to get those out, but look, we got a lot of calls, people trying to get in on us. Let's go to line one. James on line one from Pensacola. What do you got?
Yeah, notice how they, you know, the media all, and the Democrats always blame the Republicans for a shutdown. Just like, you know, when Bill Clinton was president and there was a shutdown, remember, Newt Gingrich was the Grinch who stole Christmas. And then when it shut down under Obama, they blamed the Republicans in the House. But yet, they're not blaming the Democrats in the House this time.
No, but I think we're getting tired of it. I think the people are getting kind of tired of all that. And I think the millennials have a little trouble with it because they don't have the history. They haven't lived through it. But those of us that are older, that have seen this since the 80s and watched this moronic kabuki play go out about the border security and illegal immigration, we're tired of it. We want you to resolve it and end it. And I think if Trump stands tall, and I'll tell you the other thing, I think the Democrats are missing an opportunity. If Pelosi and Schumer would go and make a deal with Trump and build the wall and then go make some other deals, because Trump's a dealer.
Yeah.
They'll hold the Congress in 2020. Matter of fact, if they deal with Trump and just forget about it, that they're going to have to wait till 24 to get the presidency, the Democrats, I believe, could arguably hold the House and gain the Senate for all of Trump's presidency if they would work with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe get it all in 24.
Yeah.
Because the people want stuff done. They're tired of all this nonsense. But I think the Democrats, I can't say for sure, but I really think if Trump, if they don't work with him on this, we can get the House back in 2020.
And some Democrat senator was on TV today. Oh, what about the Constitution? What about the Constitution?
Exactly.
What about the First and Second Amendments, you know?
Yeah, no, it's...
They don't matter anymore, or...
No, none of that matters. All right, James, we got a full board of calls. We're going to try to get to everybody. Thank you for listening, calling from Pensacola. Let's go to line two. LD, the Mad Truckers, on the road. What do you got for us?
Hey, Pete, real quick. How come we can't... Does the president have enough power to declare that every person, every company or person who hires an illegal alien will pay a $5,000 fine, and every person who turns them in gets a $200 reward?
Ooh.
Wouldn't that end? We wouldn't need a wall because there'd be so many people running across the border, it'd be done.
But actually, I think some of that actually exists. Because I know there's a lot. Oh, he's gone.
LD is out.
I think there are very strict penalties. I think sometimes some of it's in the enforcement.
Here's the problem: we don't require E-Verify yet. If we did require E-Verify, then if you didn't have legal right to work in the United States, you wouldn't have a job. So that's number one. Number two, and this has frustrated me for maybe a couple of decades now, as far as, you know, quote unquote, here, see the air quotes, Mexico paying for the wall. If we had put a service fee, a surcharge on all of the money that is being sent back in cash to Mexico from workers who are working here illegally in the most part, we would have more than enough money to pay for and build that wall.
No, you're right.
I am telling you, I have stood in line behind the Western Union counter more than once watching thousands of dollars
going back to Mexico.
Put a 50% surcharge on that, I guarantee you one of two things are going to happen. We're going to get a lot of revenue, and number two, there are going to be a lot of people saying,
Tax too high, I'm going back. Maybe shouldn't be here working.
Maybe they're working.
But I think to a degree it is working, because I literally just this week was with the owner of a fairly large landscape company, and it came up. I didn't ask, but it just happened to come up in conversation. He said he can't afford to hire illegals. He said if he ever got caught with illegals, that they would slam his company. He does not do it. He actually said they're good workers. I wish I could, but I cannot afford it.
I have no problem with the energy that they put into their job.
Well, that's why. Why can't we have a workable, sensible work program, because there are people that can come and work. Why don't we let them do that?
All of the above.
Okay, we've line four. Joe Abdullah has been holding patiently. Joe, what do you got for us?
Yeah, I just wanted to call and congratulate your station on the firing of Michael Savage. That guy was going to try to start a race war in this country, man.
we don't want no race war.
Y'all got rid of him.
I had nothing to do with that, but do you like Joe Pags? The guy who replaced him?
He's no Michael Savage. You know, he's a Trump loyalist, but he's no Michael Savage.
Well, Joe Pags, just for everybody else that may or may not know, Joe Pags is now a part of the FM Talk 106.5 family and will be on the air right after the newscast at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock. So,
and Savage is still on podcast. He's not really gone.
Well, you guys have a happy new year.
Happy New Year to you, but look, we're going to try to do another beer and cigars at Havana Ray, the cigar bar, I think the 7th of February. We're working on that. We want you to come.
Come out.
I'm going to plan on taking off that night and try to make it.
The 7th of February.
Come
we'd love
us.
It. I'll
I
buy
know,
your
we
cigar.
Love it. That's right.
All right, y'all have a good one.
You too.
All right, Joe. Let's see. We got somebody sneaking in on line one. Who do we got?
Hey, this is Kevin in Mobile. How y'all doing?
Kevin, how are you?
Good.
How are you?
Good. You know, we're getting distracted a lot with the federal, with our state and local. You know, we've got the county trying to give away $4 million and the state trying to increase our gasoline tax for road and bridges right here. You know, it's kind of like we got the perfect storm. They're taking the heat from one side and putting it to the other. You know, I support President Trump 100% here. And you know, these guys that are on furlough, as I call it, government workers, how many people are going to be laid off and get their full paycheck in the end? Think about these people that are union strikes, things like that. They don't get paid. If you and I got laid off from our job, we wouldn't get paid. So the whole thing is, it's smoke and mirrors. We've got to get back to the basics. We've got to build a wall. We've got to secure our borders. And I really hope you would enact the Emergency Act and put our military down there to support the millions of people that need to be supported here.
Now look, Kevin, it's not just protecting us. It's also protecting the illegal immigrants. Stop this illegal immigrant trade. It's a human trafficking trade. I mean, most of these people are paying coyotes, and the cartels are running it, and it's very brutal. If you don't do what they say, they cut your head off. And oh, by the way, part of the passage is they're probably going to molest and rape your daughters and wives on the way. That's just part of the toll. And we're putting these people through this. There should be a humane way for them to come to this country and work or immigrate or whatever. And we could expand that if we could control the border. But we got to control the border before we have comprehensive immigration reform that could be even more generous.
Well, we've got to do that. We've also got to start with our senators here in Alabama. Senator Jones needs to step up there, do the right thing, and quit voting with the party. He needs to do the right thing for the American people. That's what these guys and gals, they were elected to duly perform their duties for the American people at large.
Well, you need to call Senator Jones' office and let him know that I called his office yesterday to let him know we want border security. Of course, they didn't care.
You'll get the recording that goes around and around right there. So
I know, but they do track how many calls they get. Okay.
Support the American people.
God That's bless. Right. Kevin, thank you so much for listening and calling in from Mobile. Boy, we've had a whirlwind.
It's been a good show. I mean, I know. We've not had enough time. We really haven't.
We need to stand tall. We need to let the president know that we're with him. We need to let everybody know that it is time to end this nonsense. It's been going on for 30 years. You millennials out there, go read the history. This is not new. This is old politics. Remember, in 2013, 54 of 54 Senate Democrats voted $46 billion for border security, and now they can't do 5.7. So, all right, folks, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook. We'll be back next week. Hold out for the 7th of February. We might be doing beer and cigars at Havana Ray Cigar Bar and Lounge at 2351 Airport Boulevard. And we're done. Honey, it's time to come home.